This is HPR episode 2186 entitled, Making Yule Bread, and is part of the series, Cooking. It is hosted by Insius, and is about 18 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, 'tis the season, and Insius is baking Yule Bread, Swedish style.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio listeners. This is Inskius, also known as Michael. And I'm going to bake Yule bread today, Swedish style, or maybe Scandinavian style. I'm not sure. So the first thing I'm going to do is put about half a kilo, or about a pound, of wholemeal rye, whole rye meal flour in a steel jar, and then I'm going to pour boiling hot water, or about 100 degrees hot water, onto it, and about 3/4 of a liter. I mean, it's about the amount you can use. It's not rocket science. But you pour the water onto the flour, and you stir it around a bit so the flour is soaked. This is the process of scalding flour. Not sure I said that in the beginning. So first scalding some whole rye flour. And putting a lid on it. And when you stir it so all the flour is soaked with the water, then you can put a lid on it and put it aside for the time being. And then take 2 pieces of dried bitter orange peels and put them in hot water, where they will simmer for about 30 minutes. Just simmer, don't boil them too intensely. So that's the start of making the bread. So, about half an hour has passed, and the scalded flour hasn't cooled off as yet, but I'm going to pour a bottle of porter, which is a kind of dark, quite heavy beer, and it's not for the alcohol, it's for the taste. And the bread in Swedish is called vörtbröd, which is wort bread, wort, the what you get when you make beer, and or it's a product on the way to become beer. And this kind of bread is just very associated with Christmas time, but because also they used to brew beer at this time of year, a dark kind of heavy beer for Christmas, and so they took some of the wort, W O-R-T, to put in the bread. It acted a bit like a sweetener. So I don't know where I can get real wort. You can make it yourself. I haven't done it. But that's maybe the best. So instead I use a kind of heavy dark beer. This is this bottle is half a liter. So I just pour it on the scalded flour. And it's bubbling. Also, the traditionally they made this kind of bread apparently at other points of time of year when they made beer. They took some of the wort and put in the dough. But it just feels wrong to eat this bread other times of the year. It's so just stir it down into the scalded flour, which is kind of not so liquid, and mix it with the beer. please don't drop your Unix beards into the dough. So, it smells beer. So now I take the bitter orange peels that I simmered for about 30 minutes, and the inside of the peels have some, you know, the white goo inside of peels on citrus fruits, and so you take it away. Goo is not good. Well, it's not dangerous, but let's scrape it away because now the peels are soft. And then chop them finely, or they're so soft they can almost be mashed. Chop them to small pieces. This is very exciting to hear a knife chop stuff. This is almost like Game of Thrones. And put it in the dough, or the, well, it's not really a dough yet, it's more like a mix. Yes, if you make your own wort, by the way, or if you can get hold of some fresh one, you probably need more water initially for the scalding. So, because now with the beer, it's part of the liquid. And now I'm going to add 1 deciliter of syrup, just plain syrup, nothing fancy. This is not the healthiest bread, maybe, but it's good for you anyway. I'm not sure if this makes sense just as audio, but I'll take some pictures of the bread at least. Put the syrup into the mix here. Then, let's see, cloves, I think. I hope I don't butcher the English language or say something funny. But the cloves, I've ground about 10 of them. So, and put in, and let's see. I'm following my own recipe because there's so many details. Cloves is kind of one of the standard ingredients. I'm going to put cardamom in too, into it. That's optional, but it gives a bit more pastry type of bread with cardamom in it. So, but maybe a less rustic taste. So I take about, I'm not sure, one teaspoon. It's maybe that's a bit lit, could be maybe a bit more, but you don't want to taste too much like pastry either. Let's see here. Raisins. Raisins. Those are kind of standard ingredient. About a deciliter. So. And 1 teaspoon of salt. That's kind of a moderate amount, but yeah. I don't use salt that much, so, but a little bit of salt in bread is always good. So if you like salty stuff, maybe one teaspoon is about right. So I also added ginger, which is kind of optional, but that's a common spice in the bread. And I used fresh ginger, which I grated, about 2 inches long piece of ginger. I'm not sure how much I should have, but as I said, this is not an exact science. Let's see. And then yeast. I use fresh yeast. Powdered yeast is probably okay too. I never use that, so I'm not sure how it works, but I'm sure it works fine too. The dough here is has cooled enough so that you can put the yeast in. We have to add the lighter flour, so you can use wheat. And I use, it's a kind of old type of wheat that's called either dinkel or spelt. And I also prefer to use flour that's not, you know, the more, quote, industrial, unquote, sort of wheat flour, which is very, very white and very finely ground. It's, you can use that too, but depending on the flour, you may have to add more or less of the flour, because some flours are so very dry. So you just add the wheat or the dinkel or spelt flour, or because it's enough of wholemeal flour now. And then you just mix it. Can have cinnamon in it too. I'm not going to do that this time, but I've seen I've done it before. Let's see, how much did I use? About 10 milliliters, that's about, not a teaspoon, but almost a teaspoon. Cinnamon, it's nice too, it's more, makes it more pastry-like, but too much cinnamon, it's just taste cinnamon, so it can overwhelm the other spices. So, I'm going to mix this, and then I'm going to knead until it's more like a dough. In this steel metal jar, it's a big jar. I'm not sure if you call it a jar when it's so big, but so this is going to be quite much bread. So I'm going to mix the flour, and then when it's dry enough to knead, unless you, what do you call them? I'm not sure. Kneading machine or mixing machine. You can do that too. I don't have one, and I actually prefer hand kneading. And baking machine, I don't have one. I don't really know how they work. So I'm going to mix this and knead this. So I'm going to turn off the recording now a little while. So the kneading and, the mixing and the kneading is done. I added the maybe about a kilo of dinkel flour or wheat flour if you use that. It might be more or might be less. It depends on the flour and the quality of the flour. So now I'm going to let the dough rest for about an hour. And I'll be back then. So the bread has risen for a little bit more than an hour, and I made divided it up in 6 pieces and made loaves of them, 3 loaves on each baking tray, and I will let them rest or rise for maybe another 30 minutes or so. Unfortunately, my oven isn't one of those with a heat fan in, so I can only, it's best to just bake one tray at a time. So ideally, I should make 3 loaves, one tray, and then make the other tray with another three loaves a bit later. But now I have done it all in one go. So back in 30 minutes. So the loaves have risen for about 30 minutes. I took a picture of them too. The dough is probably a little bit too soft, so they've been floating out a bit. So I took some oil between them, and I actually put both trays in the oven. It's not ideal, but I'll see how it goes. 200 Celsius, which is almost 400 degrees Fahrenheit and 473 Kelvin for about 40 minutes. So I'll see how it goes. Of course, if the dough is a bit too soft or really soft, it can be a good idea to put them in those special trays that make the loaves more square. So if you use those sorts when you bake, that works fine too. So, well, let's see how it goes. So now I'm back, not only after making the bread, but also actually 2 days later. And the bread turned out nice. The dough was maybe a bit soft, but it was okay. I should have used a bread pan or a loaf pan for when the dough, or else put a bit more flour into the dough. And I baked 2 trays with a total of 6 loaves at the same time. So I put pictures in the show notes for 3 pictures, and the 2 first are from this occasion. The third one with the finished bread, because I forgot to take a picture of the finished bread, is from another occasion where the dough must have been a bit firmer. So this time the bread got a bit flatter because the dough was a bit soft, but the taste is the same. And with a heavy bread, you should let it rest for, well, 2-3 hours at least after even cutting into it. So if you like very freshly made bread, it's better with a whiter bread. So I hope you enjoyed this episode and maybe inspired you to try to make this bread yourself. Or maybe make an episode about cooking or baking or, well, anything. Thanks for listening. I wish you all a nice holiday, and catch you some other time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.